Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
On this episode of the Fieldhouse Files, we'll wrap up the year with some good news for Pacer fans and one special former Pacers player.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits and they've forgiven.
Felt so strong.
And welcome into the Fieldhouse Files, the podcast where I take you behind the scenes with the Pacers, talk to individuals on and around the team, and tell you what you need to know. Happy New Year, everyone. It was 1 year ago that Pacers got some bad news, and that was that TJ Warren suffered a left foot injury and would need surgery and would be out indefinitely. Well, he still has not returned, and again, now a year later here, December 31st, Pacers wrapping up the year on a three-game slide, losing at the buzzer to the Chicago Bulls after DeMar DeRozan nailed a buzzer beater top of the arc off balance to beat the Pacers. A heartbreaking loss. But there is some good news in sight. Let's try to make something positive here going into 2022. Where did the last 2 years go? They flew on by. Well, on this podcast and at FieldhouseFiles.com, I reported Lance Stephenson is coming back home. The Pacers are bringing him back for a third stint with the team. Remember, he was drafted by the franchise in 2010 along with Paul George. He returned during the end of the 2017 season. Without him, quite honestly, that roster does not qualify for the postseason. And now, primarily because they're short on bodies and they need guards, Lance Stephenson is going to sign a 10-day hardship exception this weekend, sources tell me. And that's good news for him and great news for the Pacers as well. As I'm recording this, he's getting set for his final game with the Atlanta Hawks. It was Nate McMillan and the Hawks needing bodies and needing someone they could trust and play at that guard spot. So he spent the last 10 days with Nate McMillan and is fulfilling that contract, and then will remain in Cleveland, join the Pacers ahead of their game coming up Sunday in Cleveland. And if it's a little bit ironic, right, that his second stint with the team back in 2017 began against Cleveland, and now this third stint will as well in Cleveland. There you go. But Lance has been a changed man a little bit, matured a great deal, and as you'll hear in this podcast, I'll talk with Rob Blackwell of Blackwell Basketball, his skills trainer, located right here in central Indiana. And you may not know this, but Lance still calls this home. That's because he still maintains a home in Zionsville, and it's where he works out daily in the offseason with Rob. And so we talk a little bit about his development over this last year, how he's had to mature, how he's had to change his mentality, what he's worked on the court with Rob, and then his willingness to accept and play in the G League to earn his way back. This is where he wants to be, not just in the NBA, but here with the Pacers. And so he was drafted 13th by the Grand Rapids Gold, then got that promotion, that call up just for 10 days by the Atlanta Hawks, and now will sign a second 10-day, this time, though, with the Pacers. And I think it's something Pacer fans will look forward to. It has not been an easy watch. Let's just admit that over the last month, between the close losses, to see players go in and out of the lineup, the lack of leadership, still a lack of identity. I think Lance will come in right away and certainly add some relief to that backcourt with Malcolm out, with Chris Duarte out, and five guys at the moment out due to health and safety protocols. I'm out right now. I've missed the last two games because I, too, tested positive with COVID. Hopefully this will all be behind us here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. It's been unfathomable last couple of weeks in the NBA with over 100 players signing hardship deals. It's finally hitting the Pacers this week, and that's the reason Lance Stephenson will soon again be with the Pacers. To learn more about Lance's growth and development, he's just 31, knows he's closer to the end than the beginning. I'm having Rob Blackwell of Blackwell Basketball, his skills trainer, on the podcast to talk about what he has seen firsthand over the last year. If you haven't done so already, join me at fieldhousefiles.com where I'll report this story first and a lot more exclusive Pacers coverage you'll only read at fieldhousefiles.com. Now, here's my conversation with Rob Blackwell. And again, Happy New Year. All right, as promised, I bring in a guy who's probably worked with Lance lately more than anyone, and that's Rob Blackwell, who trains players throughout the state, and from pros like Justin Holiday and Lance to high school players as well. Rob, big news with Lance. What do you think this means to him right now, to be back with the Pacers?
It means a lot. It definitely means a lot. He's got a love for the city and the Pacers, and for them to pursue him and welcome him back, it's just got to, you know, just make his heart melt.
I got to believe, as we're recording this before his final game with the Hawks, he's probably just smiling ear to ear, chopping at the bit to be like, all right, I can finally go back home. And he means that in several different ways to the franchise that gave him his start. And also, it's his off-season home, or almost full-time home, and that's where, in large part, he's worked with you, and I know there's been a lot of different changes he's done, but most of them, right, are more mentality and leadership and how he treats his teammates and such, right?
It's all that. It's 100% that. His transformation or his work has been all about his demeanor and his attitude. Nobody's as competitive as he is, and nobody has the desire to pursue being successful at this game more than he is, but at the same time, sometimes that gets a little out of hand. It gets away from him, and he's totally revamped his personality that way. You know, he's a lot more spiritual. He's a lot more calmed down, and I think he just appreciates the opportunity again. You know, having to experience a year being outside the league with the talent level that he has, I think it's humbled him a lot, and that's really helped him grow. It's helped him grow up a lot. He's a different dude. He's a different dude.
And he's, let me ask you that. In what way specifically do you see him being different, and when did that start? Was that the last couple of years with you?
Well, it's been the last year. Okay. You know, when we're on the court, if we're working with other players, he's extremely supportive of what everybody's doing. He's, you know, he wants to make sure everybody gets a good workout. We stay on point with what we're trying, what our objectives are. He's just more mellow from that standpoint. But at the same time, you know, he hasn't become any less competitive than he's always been. And so I don't know if he feels he's made mistakes or anything like that, but I think he feels more that there's a better way to approach these opportunities. And I think that's what the Pacer fans will be happy to see. They'll get the same Lance, who's intense and aggressive and talented, but they'll find more of a professional than they've seen before.
That's a great way of putting it, because Lance, without his hard play, without that fight, that attitude is not the Lance that any team wants. That's what makes him special in addition to all of his other skills. And I've watched not all, but most of his time with the Atlanta Hawks, and a lot of what you're seeing him is just be a team player, whether that's stand in the corner or a lot of times initiating the offense, running pick and rolls with the big, and then sending it in the corner, finding the big man. And that's what I think the Pacers, especially lacking offensive depth at that point guard spot, can stand to benefit in the short term.
Yeah, that, and just the camaraderie that he will bring to the table. If you watch him in the G League, he's very supportive of his teammates. You saw him in the last Atlanta game. He made a pass, and he told one of the young guys, shoot that. Every time I throw it to you, just shoot it. So he's bringing that to the table. And to come back to Indy, where he has to prove nothing to anyone, you know, they already support him and they already love him, to allow him to be that player again, it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be a great mix. It's going to be a great catch.
I will say, too, here, this team doesn't communicate well. They're very quiet it doesn't look like they're having fun out there, at least over this last month. I'll tell you what, at least he'll provide some excitement. He'll give fans something to look forward to and be positive about. No, you don't exactly know what his role or minutes will be initially outside of probably being there at that point guard spot in the short term while Malcolm's out, while Chris Duarte's out, Jeremy Lamb's out, that sort of thing. And I'm guessing he's hoping then he can parlay this 10-day hardship exception into something further, whether it's for the rest of the season or even further, because he's not getting any younger either. He's 31, so he's got to realize he's closer to the end than the beginning.
And he realizes that. I think he realizes that, but also realizes the value of being a veteran in this league. And I think that's what he's rolling with. Understanding that the rosters in the NBA are getting younger and younger, and the 31-year-old guy can't be the problem anymore, okay? They have to be the leader. They have to be the one showing the young guys the way. And I think he'll be able to ignite the locker room with some enthusiasm. I think he'll be able to bring some guys out of their shell because that's his personality. I think that's his personality. He loves to play. He loves to compete. He loves to play in Indy. And I think he's going to appreciate the fact that they're struggling a little bit and he may be able to contribute. And I'm sure he's looking forward to it. I'm sure he's looking forward to it.
Rob, it's been more than 11 years since he was drafted. And I'm not sure he's not going to walk in and be the fan favorite immediately. He has, for something about him, I think it's his love for basketball and his fighting spirit that fans just love and rally behind. You know, there's some times when he's going to step outside the lines a little bit, maybe talk trash in a good way, but for the most part, the composed Lance, man, he's a guy seemingly everyone wants to root for, and that's when this team can be most fun, I think.
Because that's what the fans love. You know, the fans, you know, can't criticize shooting ability or anything like that, but they can relate to someone going 100% every time they step out on the floor. And no matter what you have to say about Lance, that's what he's always been, and that's what he'll continue to be. But I think they'll like the fact that, you know, he's going to be a more supportive, more team-oriented guy, but still be the same package that he's always been from a competitive standpoint and a fiery standpoint. I think it's going to be a good mix. And I think, you know, I think he'll feel more comfortable here. I felt in Atlanta, he wasn't trying to tip the apple cart. And I think coming home, he'll take more risk and get into his game a little bit more, as well as provide some of those things that the locker room could use here.
And to be clear, I'm not expecting him to be a savior or anything like that, but he can completely change that dynamic. And really what we've seen in the past is when Lance wears an Indiana jersey, he's a different player. He's a much better and more productive player. So in some respects, obviously they're trying to just solve the numbers game with COVID, but also they're trying to maybe rediscover a little bit of that magic and have some fun with it. I do want to ask you, Rob, about your training and with him. Can you take me on the court with Lance and you guys working one-on-one? What are some general stuff that you work on that he's been trying to advance, whether it's pick and roll coverages or jump shots from 18 feet out, those sorts of things?
Yeah, well, what we really focused on was for him to be multifaceted. He's a highly skilled player, and to try to not be pigeonholed into any one position was really the focus. Because at the same time, if he can play three or four different spots, then his opportunities to stay on the floor are going to increase. So we really spent time with him knocking down the deep ball and being that spot-up knockdown shooter off of a swing, which he's really improved on. We know he has a fantastic isolation game. That's the Brooklyn Lance. That's the guy that he's always been. Yeah. And so from there, we really spent time with him at the point and pick and roll coverages, where the open spots are going to be for him to move the ball, but also how to get in the lane and punish the defense physically and get all the way to the hoop or get to that mid-range shot. So we did a lot of work in the pick and roll, getting to the mid-range and getting downhill. And then we spent most of the time making sure he was that reliable knockdown spot-up shooter that everybody needs, you know, from three-point land. And he's just, you know, he just eats it up. He just eats it up. And, you know, we've seen him just absolutely get better every day. He comes to work every day. You know, no small talk. He's serious. If he doesn't understand things, he has questions. He wants to know the scenario that I'm creating when I put him in a set or when I put him in a movement. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun to see this whole transformation, this whole thing come together. you can't find anybody more happy than I am to see him get another opportunity.
Yeah, no, I love it. And the buzzwords that kind of come to mind in terms of Lance in his current state seem to be mature understanding of his situation, not taking anything for granted anymore for certain, and just living in the moment, I think, as well. And it may just be 10 days, but potentially and hopefully it can be something further for both sides here.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's just a 10-day deal.
Right.
And you hope he parlays it as much as he particularly can. But I think people will appreciate the professionalism, the complete pro that he's become right now. He's gone through some tough things. You know, he's had to swallow his pride to play in the G League, and he's willing to do it. He was excited to do it, which tells you how far he's come personally.
Yep.
And so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's a good point. Not only played in China, but then went to the G League and helped mentor, but also played well, averaged like 20 points per game, maybe 8 assists, I want to say, 8 rebounds, and was just solid, even though, yeah, that's an area he's kind of too good for at this point anyway. And
yeah.
Handled himself well, played alongside Isaiah Thomas for a game, and now is able to turn this into something special. Any parting words, Rob, about Lance and what you look forward to?
Yeah, I look forward to him getting back to Indy. I think... he can be the complete guy that he is. He's comfortable here. He believes in the fans because he feels the fans believe in him. And I think that's a good thing. You know, we have a lot of young guys on the team here that he can mentor, he can support, and they'll see right away that he's got their back and he wants the best for the city. He wants the best for the team. And he would like to create an opportunity for himself that may be a little more permanent. So, like I said, I'm glad to hear the news, and I think it's going to be a great fit, and we'll see what happens.
We know one thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Rob of Blackwell Basketball, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for jumping on, and Happy New Year to you and your family, all right?
Happy New Year to you and your family, Scott. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.